I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Why did you say that there?
I understood that reference.
Forgot about my new toys. Let's go.
I'll have what she's having.
Sure.
All right. 1, 2, 3, go.
Welcome, everybody, to the Geek Newsy.
Yay!
Newsy!
Crazy Ira and the douche.
As you can tell, it's not Neary Signs.
It is not.
But we're not Sans Signs this time.
Nope. No, we aren't.
Because we've got Vanessa Signs.
Hello.
We've got David Ulloa.
Howdy.
And Missy.
Hey. Hey, girl, hey.
We've got a couple special guests because Neary's out on the road. On the road again. Yeah,
we ain't on the road. Did you say your name?
People laugh.
Oh, I'm Jeff. Hi.
What up, Jeff?
What up?
Hello, Jeffrey.
My name's Stephen McPoopface.
Nice. No.
Life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
So this is what, number 7?
Sure.
Sure. We'll go with that.
Number 42.
Of the Geeky News. You know, I a fan texted
I am not a number. I'm a free man.
Three-fists. History people get that.
Sure.
So I had a fan say that they love the new format idea of the Geek Newsy.
Fantastic.
And then doing the mountain.
A fan so or a friend?
The news.
Thank you.
No, I'm just kidding. They didn't say that.
What brand was this fan? Was it the new Dyson? bladeless?
Oh, my.
It's a hurricane fan from Home Depot.
I love it. Ah, yes. Okay.
Solar powered.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. So, first bit of news. It was just announced today that Zac Efron, Dreamboat, I figured this one might be appropriate for this topic, is going to be playing Ted Bundy in a movie called Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil, and Vile.
That's quite a title.
Yes. Well, it's gonna take
so
place.
So, a romantic comedy.
isn't this the one that he's on the beach and he's...
No, that's lifeguard. Baywatch. Right?
Yeah.
Wow. Missy, joke killer. You're almost as deadly to jokes as Zac Efron is to his victims.
As Ted Bundy. Yeah.
That is a stretch.
Extremely wicked. No, not really. Ted Bundy was actually a very attractive man.
Yeah, he was very charismatic.
Yeah.
Please hold. I got to Google that.
He's in the top 5 of my favorite sexiest serial killers.
That would be a good mountain.
He used to slay that pussy.
He actually killed women.
That's
inappropriate because
yes.
He actually killed women. Yeah.
That's inappropriate.
As a child, I used to confuse Ted Bundy and Al Bundy. I was an idiot.
That is a very drastic difference.
I understand, but I always would be when I my uncle used to watch Married with Children in Law, and I'd be like, "Oh, that's Ted Bundy." He's like, "No,
no, no.
Go do your homework."
No, no.
So the cool thing about the movie and the reason I bring it up is apparently it's going to take place from the perspective of Bundy's longtime girlfriend Elizabeth Klopfer. Klopfer. Klopfer.
Okay.
I like that. I can't.
You spelled it wrong.
I read good.
I don't read the letters.
I don't read the letter there in front of me. K-L-O-E-P-F-E-R.
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 Klopfer. Yeah.
So I think that's going to be interesting. I'm curious to see... See what happens. I mean, they've done like those other serial killer movies, like Jeremy Renner was Jeffrey Dahmer and stuff like that. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
In cool science news, a new species of dinosaur was discovered. I don't know if you guys heard about this.
I don't know.
Dinosaurs.
Here's the cool part. It was officially named Zool.
I did hear about this. That is so awesome. Yeah,
it was discovered in a Montana quarry while people were looking for fossils. And they, the species name is called, if I couldn't say this lady's last name, Cruvitastator, which means destroyer of shins. And
is it a small dinosaur?
It looks like it's like a small horned dinosaur, which I guess why they...
It's not the size of the dinosaur, but the strength of the bite.
It looks...
Says Dave.
It looks like it looks like it could have been a villain on Power Rangers.
Yes.
Like the OG, yes. Not the
I
movie.
Like it. No, yeah, I can see her. I can see it on two legs some kind of martial art.
What was it? Alabama? Alabama? Arkansas? Where
Montana.
Was it? Montana.
Close.
Okay. Yeah. Not even,
close.
Not even
super close.
Yeah. Just around the corner of not close.
Just around, not close enough. Just around, not close enough. That Sewell dinosaur was nowhere near Arkansas. It was Montana, way up in the mountains. I'm done. That's it. I got nothing.
Bravo, bravo.
Voice of an angel.
Yeah. Oh, wow, you need to hear more people sing.
No, I don't. I just need to hear you sing forever. Aww. Anyway. And call back to our last episode of the canceled TV shows too soon.
Uh-huh.
Even though this one did come back. Jason Bateman signs on for Arrested Development Season 5.
That is fantastic.
Yep.
Show's fantastic. Show's great.
He tweeted out he said he's going to take the stair car for a few more miles and give it a ride. I'm excited. I love Arrested Development.
Yeah. I am mucho excite.
I am mucho excite and los pantalones.
Nice.
Well.
Hey, you knew what the fuck you were getting into.
You know what? I thought it was going to be something different. I don't know why.
We are going to be true to ourselves and to the audience.
Oh, there no, will please
be,
do.
There will
please
be the same do. Number of you, dick jokes as there normally are.
Hold on. You gave us too much credit.
Expect to get
credit?
The eye rolls in person then. You white noise you to me at this point. I don't know.
What the have you know. Not met known us for over
for a long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
For the longest well, like Neri time. Likes to point out, you're my friend.
This is true.
So Dwayne Johnson he says that he wants Army Hammer to play Shazam in the DCU movies.
All right. I can see that.
I got a lot of Googling to do tonight.
Army Hammer, he was the Lone Ranger.
He's a good looking man.
Yeah, he is a good looking man.
You say that about a lot of people.
What do you think about Ted Bundy? You didn't give us your insight. No?
No, no
He's
go.
70s attractive.
No, not even. No go for Missy.
Tell that to the girls at FSU.
Which is why I think...
You I can't. Think,
that's where... That's No, because that's where...
I thought it was UF. What, wasn't it UF?
No, it was FSU. I dressed who was, up who, as him for who was UF in school, and I was Ted Bundy.
How old were you, Jeffrey?
I think I was in like 8th grade. And we all dressed up as a different serial killer, and I was Ted Bundy, and I had an FSU
Who
shirt.
Who was the UF one?
He might have done UF too, because he was in North Florida. Hey, but the main one where the sorority yeah. house killing was in Tallahassee.
I bow to your better knowledge. I love
you, Poppy. He did a project.
I did a project. I dressed up like him.
I think Zac Efron is entirely too pretty to play Ted Bundy.
Well, Charlize Theron was entirely too pretty.
I was just about to say she's way too pretty.
If that gets him an Oscar, I'm gonna be pissed.
I know, man. I sure thought High School Musical 3 was
totally the shoo-in.
I can't believe he was snubbed.
I'm on board with Army Hammer.
Awful name. Handsome Fellow.
That's a great name. What are you talking about? Army Hammer? That's fantastic.
I want a
It's
ham
too close
you.
To Arm & Hammer.
Bacon soda. That never occurred to me.
I'm not going to. Whatever, bro.
He's so pretty.
Whatever, bro. Whatever, he's a dreamboat. He's that so man pretty. A dreamboat.
I'm gonna use Stephanie's whatever.
But The Rock and his master's degree in deception didn't say Army Hammer specifically. He said it's a guy. He was I'm not gonna say his name, but Lone Ranger. Oh, okay. Thanks.
So we're not talking about what's his face from the 1940s, are we?
Yeah.
But didn't Johnny Depp play the Lone Ranger?
No, nope, he was
Tonto. But he doesn't need money,
so
maybe.
That's how many movies I watch, guys.
He doesn't need money from
So we're so glad you're on a movie podcast.
I'm right in my niche.
And then the last bit I have, because I know, Dave, you were going to mention something, and Missy, you got that list?
Yep.
All right. You all right.
I'm just here because I have the recording equipment.
There's a...
well, no, that's not true. Your last name is Sainz.
Okay, great.
Oh, super.
Awesome.
Nintendo, also, we like you.
Oh,
that, I feel so that should have been first.
I didn't think about it until afterward.
I will social media fight anyone for Vanessa.
Yes, you will.
It's my been proven.
Oh, she will cut proven. Tweet someone.
Yep.
Yep.
Nintendo's beloved Zelda series is headed to smartphones states the Wall Street Journal.
Oh. Stephanie unconfirmed lost her report.
Wow.
It's somewhat unclear if this is a port or an entirely new game like Super Mario Run. According to the Wall Street Journal, sources say that this is Nintendo's latest effort to expand its mobile lineup. The Zelda smartphone app would apparently follow Animal Crossing, which Wall Street Journal reports is likely to be out in the second half of 2017. Sources say that the Zelda app's release could change because of that.
I didn't know that they were developing an Animal Crossing app either.
Uh-oh. Double buy.
That's fantastic. I don't see them porting anything because their rumored virtual console on the Switch and the one that's out on the 3DS is wildly popular and a huge moneymaker for them. Mm-hmm. So I don't see them doing that. I see them doing something more along the line of Mario Run. Not that it'll be one of these infinite runners, but something new.
The important thing is you're still going to buy it.
Well, naturally.
The important thing is that you're still going to buy it.
I'm excited, man. I am, if I was mucho excited before, I am whatever the next step up is.
Muchísimo excited.
Mucho very excited.
Mucho very excited.
There you go.
I prefer the less Spanglish.
We're in Miami, dude.
Bro.
Yeah. Bro, what a dog.
Yeah.
Yo, like, homie.
Get with it.
Mm-hmm. What's your news, Dave?
I have news.
What the thing you were going to mention that you said right before we recorded?
I had a thing.
The Seth MacFarlane thing?
Oh, right. What was it?
There's a show where he's going to spoof Star Trek. And it's
There's
called...
a new Star Trek show?
Oh, my God. No, you said he was going to spoof Star Trek.
You told us.
You said these things. Do I need to Google? On the ready.
Sure.
We're gonna have to start recording all of David's thoughts. Dave, do you remember saying this? No.
Of course I do. This is super exciting. Galaxy Quest is basically getting a TV show called The Orville. And it stars Seth MacFarlane as
the captain,
as the captain who was reluctantly promoted to captain of the ship. And the trailer looks fantastic, and it looks like Star Trek, feels like Star Trek, just
like
very campy, and with a Family Guy sense of humor. The girl that plays, oh my God, what's her name? The stick. Wielding hottie from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
King?
What?
You know who I'm talking about.
The stick wielding hottie. A Sky?
Not Sky. Tall girl. Not May.
I don't. I'm confused. God,
Bobby.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah. She's
the tip of my tongue.
She's gonna be. Was
I
it?
Wish, nope. I wish she was on the tip of my tongue.
What? She's gonna be. She's gonna be the first officer. She's gonna be first officer. Seth MacFarlane is captain. And
what's the show called? The what?
The Orville.
The Orville.
And it is the trailer made me laugh quite a few times. So I am.
It made me with the joy. It gave me the joy.
In the pants. Should make my nipples so hard. I am super duper mucho very excited.
That's a
good one.
So when we're recording this, it just came out the last couple days about the cancellations and renewals. Are there any big ones? I know Last Man Standing's one for a few of us that we love that show.
Heartbroken.
Yeah.
Well, over that it's one. Not the Last Man Standing anymore.
Great ratings, and they
it was funny. A good show.
I was a huge fan of that show.
It reminded me of my dad a lot.
Mm. Well, I know. Yeah, it gets very political.
Yes, which is why it reminded me of my dad.
Right. Is there any other big ones?
Well, cancellations. Once Upon a Time got renewed for season 7. With none of the cast. There's basically two original cast members that are coming back for next season.
So why would you even continue?
The Frog from Princess and the Frog. And
no.
And the old lady who curses Beast. That's it. You're only getting one time cast members.
Actually,
they had to dig into the annals of their
one fork from Beast Castle that had left when the curse got lifted, so it's still a fork.
That one floating seaweed that was left in Ursula's cave.
Yeah. Oh my.
No, the two that are coming back that are like season ones are the two original villains from season one. So when they reset the show, which is what the writers are saying they're going to do, because literally the entire cast from the beginning is gone.
It's Rip Van Winkle, right?
Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, him.
Yeah.
Rip Van Winkle. And the Evil Queen / Regina.
Yeah.
Those are the two that stuck around.
I believe she pronounces it Regina. I hate to correct.
Only in some circles,
I hate to correct a guest on the show, but...
Yikes.
If they go the whole villain route, who else would there be?
You know, I think that this would be a great opportunity to introduce a often forgotten but ridiculously good villain. This is one of the on the mountain of Disney villains. This guy's on my mountain.
Iago?
The Horned King from the Black Cauldron. That guy's fucking sinister. And if you're going to make a villain's season to go on the way out and just, you know, destroy the world, the Horned King from the Black Cauldron.
That's the way they end it. Just blow up the entire world.
I mean, I'm a couple of episodes behind from this season because it has been dragging the season. And
just this season. Interesting.
Well, I mean, I know you quit a while back.
Yeah.
But some of us are loyal, Dave.
Yeah, no, I am loyal to good programming.
Well, no, because I think after a certain amount of seasons, you just want to... Huh?
Do you watch Gotham?
No.
Don't insult me that way, Madam.
That's why I asked this before I actually
This is your home,
you.
And you're a longtime
Which
friend,
got renewed.
So I will not...
Yeah, well,
you're not
going to
kick me out of my house?
That is correct.
The CW renewed Arrow, The Flash, Supergirl, and DC's Legends of Tomorrow.
Okay, cool. Cool,
so I know a lot of people that are going to be excited about that. And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is coming back for season 5.
Yes.
American Crime got canceled, which I don't
know. I didn't know what that one.
I had heard decent things about it, though.
I like the title.
I guess not.
Bates Motel ended. So there's, I mean, it goes on and on.
I need to do that one because I saw the first couple episodes of Bates Motel and it was really good.
There's no time traveling.
But robots. Fuck, never mind.
It just ended.
I was hoping they were going to introduce it, you know?
It just ended, but I quit, like, pretty much after season one.
I saw, like, half of season one, and then
I couldn't,
you know.
I saw season one. I had a lot of friends that followed it religiously, but when I saw that they actually went into the movie, I guess. I think so, because I don't know, correct? And I know somebody's screaming, whoever watched the whole series.
Danny.
But Rihanna was, what's her face?
Janet Leigh's character?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Rihanna was her character in the show,
well,
so I don't know.
Well, you kind of like it, though, because she dies, but.
Oh, my God. My. I didn't even consider
that. So we don't like
that.
Rihanna?
No, he doesn't like Rihanna. Oh. We were, like, this is a side note. We were at Menchie's one day.
Because she hasn't produced a good single since Pon the Replay.
She sings?
No, we were at Menchie's one time.
No, she has tattoos and dresses naked. That's
what I thought she did.
We were at Menchie's one time, and that the only girl in the world song was on, and it was going right. And then Dave just out of nowhere goes, "I want to make her feel like the only girl in the world by sending her to the deserted island, nobody ever finding her again."
Holy shit!
Dave,
I really do not like her music.
I can tell.
She's overrated in my opinion.
Little bit.
Well, she's a dream. She's sexy as hell. Anyway,
I mean, yeah, she's a good-looking girl, but I mean,
I'm trying to see.
Well,
what
the
other
timeless
ones.
Thing that happened that they canceled it, and then they were like, "Nah, we're gonna bring back."
I think maybe they canceled one too many shows, and they're like, "What the fuck are we gonna do?"
Yeah. We have no time slots timeless. Right now.
They were pretty.
They just
brutal.
They weren't expecting that backlash.
Yeah, I guess it was. It was, you know, it's a great show.
The Mindy Project is ending after next season, which I'm sad sees about.
She's very funny.
Yeah, that show. Super I didn't funny. Think I was going to like that show, and I really liked that show.
It's super funny.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think that pretty much covers the canceled shows.
Okay.
And somehow,
oh, Scandal is ending next season. Nobody in this room cares, but I do.
I care. I'm just really not caught up with it. So
I like Kerry Washington. She's awesome.
I think
awesome.
I'm like on season 2 or something.
I haven't seen the show, but she's awesome. But that's one of those. But that's one of the movies. I mean, Shonda Rhimes.
Yeah,
shows?
Shonda yeah. Rhimes.
Mm-hmm. I really don't like her shows.
Well, I can't.
They're so implausible.
What are the other shows that she did?
Grey's Anatomy.
Oh.
Every episode I watch on Grey's Anatomy, I absolutely hate. And the thing is, the
got canceled.
She writes dialogue really, really well.
Was that the baseball one?
But
no,
the stories are
like
so implausible.
That was Pitch, I think, right?
No, because there was that baseball one with the girl.
Was it Pitch? No.
That was a movie.
League of Their Own.
Oh, there we go. That's
awesome
what it, that's what it wasn't. No, because Christy, I know, watched a couple episodes of it, but it was a show.
The catch is something like about this girl finds out her boyfriend or fiance is a scam artist, and I never really caught on to it.
Oh, Steph watches that one with the blonde British woman.
Well, not
woman
anymore.
Not anymore.
it's still on right now.
But Scandal is, in my opinion, a great show, but it's time for it. I mean, I'm okay with it ending after next season because they've every possible storyline that they could have ever invented for that show has been done. And actually, Shonda Rhimes said that she had a lot of plots for this season about Russian hacking, and then she had to just rewrite it because
yeah,
for obvious reasons.
It was
she doesn't
want to
get
hashtag
kicked out of your country.
A little bit.
So yeah, I think I covered all that.
So that's so weird. I didn't know that having all the stories being told was the that's the limit for TV shows. Because Grey's Anatomy has been on forever, and
I can't make it.
All the good stories have been told.
I've only ever seen all the traumatizing deaths on that show for some reason, and I just can't. I would need a prescription for Paxil to be able to make it through. All these years.
That show's horrible. I'm just going to come out and say it. That show's horrible.
Yeah, I think so too, actually.
I saw an episode recently. Spoiler alert, because I don't know how recent this episode is. So if you're a fan of the show and you're not caught up, just fast forward about like a minute and a half. Not that long. 15 seconds. I'm not going to spend this much.
They all did. So. Wait, what? I didn't even listen to what you guys were.
Some guy who was trying to rape a woman. So he got in her car, right? She crashed her car to try to kill him because he was going to rape her. That I understand, right?
They raped everybody.
So that guy. Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Yeah. Cover your mouth and take the microphone away as you laugh on an audio medium.
Missy's hiding her laughter.
Why? Why not laugh into the microphone?
Because it's a
rape everybody
joke.
Join your laughter.
Well, first of all, I think my laugh is not very sound soothing.
Listen, sure it is.
Who cares what you think?
That's amazing. I'm going to use it next time I'm fighting with Danny. Well, I think, who cares what you think?
I was about to say.
No, get Danny do. It doesn't matter what you think.
It doesn't matter what you think.
I was going to say, who cares what other people think? And then I realized you were the one that said it about yourself. So
high five,
this,
David. High five.
Yeah,
that was good.
That was a good one. Oh.
Your opinion doesn't matter. What's your mountain?
The doctor that was the doctor that was
tending number four. I don't give a shit.
That's good.
The doctor that was tending to the almost rapist doesn't realize that he's an almost rapist,
he's just
and
rapey.
She's going to escort him out of the building,
adjacent.
Out of the hospital, and
yes, I broke Jeff. High five me.
Rapist adjacent.
Oh my god, I'm sober.
She goes, I'm
me too,
sober.
Me too.
Sorry.
Long story short, I gotta cut this short. She had a chance to stop him with a scalpel that he had dropped on the floor, yet she doesn't do that. She douses him in fire in a room with oxygen tanks so that the fucking hospital blows up.
That's how Grey's Anatomy ends?
I don't know. I hope so.
Well,
I hope so.
The other thing that I caught was after McDreamy died, that the lady who could have saved him ends up coming to teach under Meredith Grey.
I saw that.
And she like takes her under her wing or whatever, like mentors her. I don't know that there's... That's a little
There is much. Nothing plausible about that show.
No. Scandal, I believe, though. Because
including
it has to do
the
with
fact
the government,
that, that Ellen Pompeo doesn't age. I don't know how, but that woman is gorgeous.
Magic.
It must be.
Kerry Washington looks the same
yes,
season
she does.
6 as season
My
1.
My God.
Okay, simmer down, sir.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so one last bit of news that actually fits in with the theme today.
Nah.
No. You want to fucking hear this?
I'll be the judge of that.
Disney Channel.
Oh.
is developing a Footloose inspired high school Jesus zombie Christ. Musical.
What?
What?
Okay. The story. This is the description. The story is like Footloose, but with zombies. A town that lives with a very strict tradition has to transfer zombies from Zombie Town. A zombie football player and a cheerleader fall in love and have to convince the community to get along together. It stars Meg Donnelly as Addison and Milo Mannheim as Zed, as the two main characters.
So when it comes out, call Danny and ask him what he thinks about it, because he's a sucker for all of these kind of like Disney shows.
Yeah, you know, nothing about that sounds appealing
at all.
You said
Christy's gonna love it.
You said zombie, yeah, and I was like, what? Like, it's Archie Afterlife, or you know, Riverdale. But then you described it like, no.
Yeah, it's basically Warm Bodies.
Christy's gonna love it.
Yes, I was thinking. I couldn't remember the name of that movie.
It's basically Warm Bodies, where it's a zombie guy and a Cuban girl.
She saves him.
Yeah,
and a Cuban girl.
That's what I heard too. I was like,
you said a Cuban girl.
Yeah. Oh yeah, chico. Oh yeah.
Come croqueta.
Come croqueta. En vez de brains, come croqueta.
I go back to Zombie Town. You meet Lexi, drive me crazy.
You meet Lexi.
Oh boy.
Ay, ay, ay.
It's funner when you're hearing live and not listening to it at work.
I'm glad.
I'm going to put that out there.
Yeah.
Anyone for chocolate with a touch of sea salt?
Ooh. Go fancy.
Welcome to Mama's and Hello.
I'm sorry, Jennifer. We're watching Friends, and Jennifer Aniston just kissed Winona Ryder. So, I'm a little moment.
This is a great episode.
Give me a moment.
Also, Winona Ryder.
Wow. Dream.
Oh, she's another one that ages very well. What is that noise? Well.
Yeah. She ages horribly.
No.
What? Look at her hair.
Well, this was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, look at her. Look at her 15 years ago.
Yeah, but in Stranger Things, she's
okay, she
not...
was made up to look like a mother in distress.
Oh, okay, so Charlie's there.
Yes. No, she looks fantastic. Winona Ryder is super hot.
All right. So that's our news for the Geek Newsy.
All right. So
I want to thank you guys. Neri, you can stop yelling at the recording device.
How come all the other Geek Newsies are like an hour?
Well, because one person and two people had news.
Oh.
This time around.
Sorry,
usually we have
busy.
More. Yeah, it's okay.
I was podcasting
it's all
earlier.
Right.
How's that chocolate, girl?
Soga.
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 So we want to thank you guys for listening. Tune in tomorrow.
Sure.
When we release the
Whenever Vanessa gets around to editing. One.
That's what I meant by tomorrow. And I looked at Vanessa as I said tomorrow.
Yeah, Vanessa was too busy eating her
tomorrow.
Eat your chocolate, boo. Eat your chocolate, boo.
Tomorrow-ish.
You do you, boo-boo.
Yeah, tomorrow-ish.
But check out all the check out MT Geekmore and all the other great podcasts.
Like Mamas and Merlot. Mamasandmerlot. She's
and
yeah,
and the House of Heel.
Well, yeah, House of Heel, Zeroes on
the
Heroes,
Shiver. The
Shiver.
The Shiver. Yeah, the Shiver.
We got
Cosplay
What's Good
Fame. What's Good
COS.
The Zeroes on Heroes.
FAME.
Yeah, we said Zeroes on
Heroes. And I think.
And there's a new one that's coming on the horizon. But we're not saying anything yet.
Yeah, we don't even know when it's coming out. So, but we already recorded the.
We recorded the first episode. Mm-hmm. So thanks you guys. Again, you can check them all out on the Geek Bro at geekbro.net. Thank you guys for listening, and that's how news is told.
All right.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable. but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.